Hello everyone, welcome back to Cinema Sisters. This is Sadie and Lillian, and today we're going to be talking about our favorite movie. So, how we're going to do this today is, we each chose a movie, and we're just going to take turns talking about it. Sadie's feeling a little tired today, but we're going to get her to rally and get done with this podcast. Sadie, would you like to start today?
Yeah, so basically, I just want to make it known that the movie that I chose isn't necessarily my all-time favorite movie, but it's a movie that I feel like I can argue that it's the best movie ever.
Okay.
It's like my favorite movie is Grown Ups, but like, what am I going to say? You don't know what movie I picked.
No, I don't know.
The movie I chose is Elemental.
Oh, interesting.
Elemental.
Interesting.
It's Pixar, right?
Yeah.
It is, right?
Okay, I did not see that coming.
What did you think I was gonna do?
I don't know. Not Elemental. That's like new too, right?
Yeah, but I just felt like I could come up with a lot of arguments as to why it's the best movie ever.
Okay, let's hear your argument.
All right. Well, first of all, I love children's movies. I think that they're beautiful and comforting and... Wait, sure. Is it Pixar?
It's like Disney, right?
It is Pixar. Okay. Yeah, so it's... I just love children's movies, animated movies. It's just so beautiful to watch. So all these Pixar movies are great. And all Pixar movies have such a real life lesson in there. And I just love Elementals because it's literally like real life.
What's the lesson in Elementals?
Well, it's like Amber is like a parent of immigrant.
Wait,
parents.
Sorry. Can I interrupt?
Yeah.
Is this the one where it's like the town of like water?
Yeah.
Fire? Okay.
Should I like summarize it?
If you want to.
So basically, if you haven't seen it, it's about, it basically is a city with all the different elements, and all the elements, water, wind, earth, and fire, like, they're almost, to me, I took them as different, like, races, kind of, and they all get treated differently because of how they are and how they're built, but basically, the movie is about this girl, Amber, who's fire, and fire is kind of like the other in this movie because they kind of like are destructive because everywhere they go it like lights people on fire type of thing. And her parents had moved from like a town of all fires to the city with all the elements for like a better life, and they open a store, and it just kind of follows her through her journey. But the reason why I like it is because it's beautiful, and she basically, like, their enemies are water because they're always so mean to each other, but she basically befriends and later falls in love with a guy who's water.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just a great movie, and it's like she's treated differently because of just like what she looks like, but she's like so immersed in her culture, and her dad wants her to take over her shop when she's older, and then she realizes that she doesn't want to do that.
Right.
And it's just such a good movie. I've seen it 4 times.
Have you really?
Yes. Wow. Twice by myself, once in the theater with you, and once at work.
Wow.
Do I keep going?
Do you have more to say?
Yeah. So, basically, fire people, I kind of took it as, like, so, I don't know. It just felt like, real life, because she was, like, her parents were, like, quote, unquote, immigrants, and, like, the water people are clearly the white people. So, it's, like, she basically, the basement of her store, the store in her house gets flooded, and since it's water... Like, the water guy, what's his name?
I don't know.
The water guy, Wade, he, like, basically, like, goes through the pipes. He's, like, an inspector and goes into their basement. And she, of course, is like, oh, you're horrible. You're going to do all this to me. But he ends up being such a nice guy that helps her with everything. And it's also, like, genuinely so funny. Like, there's so many scenes in the movie that are so funny. Like, one of my favorite things that, like, cracks me up every time is that the water, like, Wade, his mom, is so funny because since they're water, they, like, cry at everything. And it's just so funny because they're just, like, always crying. And I think that's so funny. And who voices his mom? Because I know she's familiar.
Hi, guys.
Sorry, her name's Ember, not Amber.
Ember?
Ember. Like an ember. But yeah, I actually love that movie. And like, I remember talking to some parents at work about it and them being like, that's the best Pixar movie I've ever seen in my entire life. Yeah. Like, people agree.
Really? I think my favorite Pixar is,
Up. Well, my favorite movie is Monsters University, but I was just thinking, like, what am I going to do sitting here arguing Monsters University to everyone? Yeah. Elemental's, like, the best.
Well, should I go?
Yeah, take it away.
Okay, so I was trying to decide what movie I was going to talk about, because I've been watching a lot of movies recently, right? Mm-hmm. But, like...
You're a cinema sister.
Right. Like, last night I watched two movies.
What did you watch? On a Monday night?
Yeah, I watched, On the Count of Three, crazy. Oh, my God. Like, I don't even know if, like, I can recommend that to everyone.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I watched, I rewatched Casablanca.
Okay, I've never seen that.
But anyway, so for this, I decided to do Everything Everywhere All at Once. Because I don't, this may not be my favorite movie, but, like, I really like this movie. Mm-hmm. And, like. And also, like, I didn't want to do a popular one. Mm-hmm. Also, I didn't want to, like, be, like, Emma Chamberlain and, like, talk about stuff I don't know about.
Yeah.
So, I decided to talk about this. And I've seen this movie, I think, 3 times. And the first time I watched
it. You've seen it 3 times?
Yeah.
Oh.
And the first time I watched it, like, what I, like, noticed most was, like, the visual effects and the cinematography.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and, like. All the twists and turns and stuff. Like, that's what I got most out of the first time. But then I feel like the second time I watched it, like, what I got most out of it, more out of it, was, like, the storyline and, like, the relationship between the main character and her daughter.
Oh, I remember you saying that.
And what else do I talk about?
Summarize it a little bit.
Okay, I'll summarize it a little bit. So, there's this woman, Evelyn. She's an immigrant. She has a husband and a daughter. She's, like, middle-aged. And they own, her and her husband own, like, a laundromat.
Laundromat.
Mm-hmm. And, like, you can tell she's kind of, like, worn out. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And she has, like, all these problems with, like, the IRS. So, that's how the movie starts. They have, like, a meeting with the IRS. She takes all her receipts in a cart. And then this is where she gets met by, like, her husband from another universe. And, like, she's, like, tasked with saving the universe, really.
I forgot about that. I've only seen it once, and it was when it first came out.
Oh, yeah.
I need to watch it again. I forgot about it.
So the first time watching it, my favorite part was, like, the whole, like, multiverse thing. And, like, the visual effects they, like, used with that. And, like, one of my favorite scenes I remember is, like, at the end, and it's, like, just flashes of, like, all the lives she lived in all the different universes. And I thought that was so cool.
So
and,
cool.
Like, I just like how, like, random everything is. And, like, how, like, it's just, like, they're taking things from, like, everywhere and putting it in this. And then, obviously, like, everything everywhere. And, like, the first time watching it, like, I did not expect it to be her daughter who was, like, the bad guy or whatever. And, that's, like, and there's also that one point when you think the movie's over. Like, that I actually fell for that the first time.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
The first, when I watched it, I felt like it was a little bit hard to follow. Was it easier for you to follow after watching it once?
Yeah, I think definitely. Yeah, second time. I more understood, like, the plot, for sure. Like, it's, like, everything matters, but also nothing matters. That's what I got from that movie. Like, nothing matters, but...
We're all just on one big floating rock.
Right. Right. Even the scene with the rocks, that... How can rocks make you cry? Really.
Really.
But they did.
I eat rocks.
Yeah.
They make me salivate.
Oh.
Not cry, though.
Anyway. That's all I have to say. Anyway, for our next episode, I think we should go back to talking about one movie. We should watch a movie. Why are you making sounds? Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
So, yeah, we'll come back with the movie prepared for next week.
Mm-hmm.
But, thank you for watching
today. Listening.
I mean, thank you for listening today.
Yes, thank you so much for listening. I hope that everyone's having a good April.
Yes.
Now, this has been Sadie and Lillian Johnson with the Cinema Sisters. Thank you.